Mars has long held a special place in the outer space fantasies of movie makers.
The Martians had calculated their descent upon our Earth with amazing perfection and subtlety. As more of their cylinders came from the mysterious depths of space, their war machines, awesome in their power and complexity, created a wave of fear which swept into all corners of the world.
President Bush's ambition for humans to descend upon Mars are not rooted in science fiction fantasy, though. The United States has faced similar cosmic challenges in the past and met the task. The success of Mr. Bush's proposal will depend in large part on the ability of NASA to turn political dreams into engineering realities. Greg Clarks is a former senior manager at the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence in Silicon Valley, California, and the author of a new book, Lost in Space, The Fall of NASA and the Dream of the Space Age, and he joins us from our London Bureau. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So, given the president's proposal, sending people to the moon, to Mars, is NASA up to the job?
I think NASA's going to require an awful lot of tough love if it's going to actually be able to realize the president's proposal. One of the things that I think is probably clear to everybody involved is that over the last couple of decades, the two big human spaceflight projects, the Space Shuttle and the International Space Station, have not been managed well. There have been the obvious problems with the shuttle in terms of safety and cost. And the space station, of course, was supposed to be completed in 1992, and it's still not done. Those are big questions that have to be answered.
So is aiming for Mars what NASA should be doing?
You know, one of the things that struck me after hearing the president's announcement was that it was far less about Mars than it was about the moon. And I think that was somewhat of a surprise for a lot of people in the space community because, of course, for a long time, Mars has been the big prize. And I think what he is putting out is that the moon is something that seems achievable in the near term and that Mars will really happen on the back of whatever success we achieve with going back to the moon. Of course, there is a school of thought that says you don't need the moon to go to Mars, and in fact, it's a roadblock, and you might be better off going straight from the Earth, but that's not what the president is suggesting.
But are the moon and Mars what NASA should be doing at this point?
I think if NASA is going to continue in the business of human spaceflight, then it definitely needs a destination. I think one of the reasons that people have lost interest in human spaceflight over the past couple of decades is that there hasn't been any clear goal or any clear destination. So obviously the destinations that make the most sense are the moon and Mars. Again, that assumes you buy into the idea of human spaceflight being interesting and important, which I do. The question, of course, is going to be about the details.
Human spaceflight is important to you. The other argument is that human spaceflight isn't really necessary. One could use machines, as is happening with the rover as we speak.
Well, I think spaceflight, to the extent that it has interested people throughout time, has really been about two things, and they're different things. The first is science, returning useful information that informs our lives and informs what we know about the universe. But I think the other part of the space age was really about exploration, about adventure. And there, I think robots tend to fall a bit short. People have never been as excited about space as they were during the Apollo days, and that was because it was about people that they could identify with, going places they'd never been before.
If the shuttle program, as you said, has not been managed well, and the International Space Station has not been managed well, are these programs worth the money and the attention being paid to them now by NASA?
I think the shuttle program and the space station program really at this point are dead ends, and I think in the most cynical light, one could say that the one tangible result of the Bush plan will be to phase out of both of those programs. Those programs combined right now cost, depending on what estimates you believe, between $4 and $5 billion a year. So by 2010, according to the president's proposal, we'll be out of both those programs. And I think that is the right move. What happens beyond that is somewhat more questionable.
We're going to give you carte blanche. Design a space program for the United States. How would you do it?
I would say that NASA, in terms of human spaceflight, ought to be in charge of the far frontier. That's not my term. It's a term by space activist Rick Tumlinson. And that the near frontier, that is near Earth orbit, ought to be devolved into the private sector. One of the reasons that spaceflight is so expensive is because the cost of getting from the Earth to orbit has never fundamentally changed. It's still anywhere between $3,000 and $10,000 a pound. bring that into the free market, bring it into the private sector, introduce competitiveness, you might begin to see some real change.
Is commercial potential necessary for this kind of exploration, or do you think exploration in itself is enough of a reason to justify all the money and effort it would take to sustain a space program, an ambitious one?
I think commercial potential in terms of exploration beyond the Earth, that is to the Moon and Mars, is a bit of a red herring. Maybe eventually there'll be some valuable things mined and discovered on the Moon, but in the near term, there's no way such discoveries are going to pay back the tremendous cost involved. So I think you are looking at large expenditures for primarily the sake of exploration. And of course, the budget being put forth for Mr. Bush's program is one of the big question marks in this whole process. I think one of the things that people should be very skeptical about in terms of this program is how much more the shuttle and station programs have cost than NASA originally said they would cost. Ronald Reagan introduced the space station back in 1984 and said it would be done by 1992 for a cost of about $8 billion. It's now 2004. The space station isn't done, and the cost is anywhere between $80 and $100 billion. That's a huge cost increase, and you've seen that consistently in the space program. So you really have to wonder if the cost estimates being put forward now are realistic.
Greg Clerks is the author of Lost in Space, The Fall of NASA and the Dream of a New Space Age, published by Pantheon. He joined us from our London bureau. Thank you so much.
Thank you.